This is Parsha, and one of the Makayras, the concept of Arvus. Pasuk says, "And the stars Hashem Elokeinu, v'hanigla islanu uvenenu ad olam, lase is called diratera zeitz." So Rashi says, "Nokoid al lanu uvenenu lidraish aval niglois ve'onish es harabim." You know, saying various gluyos were punished. That didn't happen. I mean, the assumption of being punished even on various of others. But that's only until we came over the yarday. Shekibo leim is hashfur b'hagrizim amarevol v'nasu arevim zelazet. Kabol is hashfur b'hagrizim amarevol. Last week's parasha, that's when they came over the yard, and says Rashi, that's where the concept of Arvus. So the Gemara and Saita has a richas, the cheshbainis of how much you chay for each mitzvah. So Gemara says, "Kitz baruch b'chal baruch prat baruch b'chal prat lo malam elish malasays hari arba arba v'arba shmai shmai." Kitz the Gemara is a cheshbin. Sin Arvus mayav nimtza. There are 48 brisos on every mitzvah. Make the cheshbon. On top of that, the Gemara says, "Reb Shimon Bar Yehuda, Shimon Bar Shimon, ain't the mitzvah mitzvah shekasu b'tayir shlenichshalea arba'im mishmoy brisos shel sheish meyos elef v'shloish zolot v'chamish meyos v'shishim." Do the math. Yeah, 6,000 plus times 48, because not only are you responsible for your own 48, you're also responsible for the 48 of 600,000. That's the concept of Kaiser Hemzelzet. The Iker issue of the Iker issue of Arvus, which is Gela Alacha, is a Sugin Rashonach of Tess. Tani Ava Breda of Zera, Kol Brachas Kulon, Apish Yotze Maitzvi. Chutz mi Birchas Alechem, Birchas Hayayin. The concept that even though you're Yotze Mitzvah, Yotze Brach, you can be made somebody else, except for Birchas Alechem. Because Birchas Anenin, we say, don't be Nana, you don't have to eat it, a mitzvah you have to do. So, I'm responsible for your mitzvah. So maybe I can do it for you. But a mitzvah that you're not responsible to do, birchas hananin, you don't have to eat. So maybe there's no arvus in birchas hananin. Look, Rashi, what's up, pishyot samaytzi? Sherei, kol yisrael, rim zilze. That's the concept of arvus. The Ran, the brings this down, he adds a few words, and he says, Akiva shkol rim zebuze, v'chaveri lo yotza, Harehu kmi shelo yotza. Ran's explaining, how is it? Still, how can I make a bracha? It's a bracha matala. I'm not chayiv the bracha. How can I make the bracha? So the answer is that since koyzorem zelazeh, that means I'm responsible for your mitzvahs also. I'm responsible that you should keep the mitzvahs also. So since you didn't do the mitzvah there, you didn't make this bracha. You know I did. So therefore, our responsibility to you makes a kilo. I didn't finish doing the mitzvah yet. Since you didn't do it, so I didn't do it. If I didn't do it, I can still make the bracha. Now, it's an interesting discussion in the Mishnah. What about a ger? Is the arvus by a ger? Because Tosfos in Kedushin Avayin, the Gemara says, "Koshin gerim liyisrael kasapachas." Gerim are bad for Klal Yisrael, like a Saras. There's many pshatim shayinim. What does that mean? Rashi says, since the geirim are not so nizer in the mitzvahs, and meila, so people will learn from them that they're part of Klai Yisrael, but they don't know enough. Meila, they're not so nizer. So meila is a problem. Taisa is that yesh mefarshim, that the problem is Klai Yisrael is that. That the guy, if the ger is not up to par, and therefore, you're gonna be held accountable what the ger does and doesn't do. So Taisus daich that he says, what do you mean? There was no arvus on gerim. Why? He marshals the sugya saita we just mentioned. Maran saita says that 48 times 600 plus 1,000, right? And 600,000 is not including gerim. So there you see, there was no arvus on gerim, and this could be in the gel halacha. Right, where the ger could be a shatz, we'll see in Hamshach. A ger could be about the ger, if he already blew, whatever. A lot of things again. Rash, that's daicha, that shita. So the kids are mechagid shayin, whether or not is arvus by ger. Oh, so taisus is miyash of the shita. They say there is arvus by ger and kosher ger kisvok is pachas is because of arvus. And the Gemara says mashma is no arvus. The taisvus poshet that the Gemara enechanan bil gemer b'chal. The Gemara we don't know the numbers of the gerim, right? We know the taisvus was 600,000 plus. Tamelo we say 48 times 600,000, but bemesin gerim are included as well. But he asked that they made the mechilta though. Chazal do say that the Erev Rav was double Klal Yisrael. So we do have some keflaim keitz mitzrayim. So we do have some way of measuring how many gerim there were. Oh, so the very interesting marit, which is negeya to a famous sofik of the night of Yehuda, marit asks Akasha. Rashi and Taiz, this shita, there's no arvus begerim, mesugin shvus. The sugi in the beginning of shvus hayanim, amates, when we're mashbiya the edim, sorry, when we're mashbiya someone's chayiv shvua, we try to impress upon him the seriousness of it, etc. The whole sugi over there. So it says, first we tell him that you're not swearing. You're swearing al datenu, al das hamaka. I mean, you can't think. You meant this. You say this. You meant that. You can't play games. So that's what we mean. And she came and seen you. B'maisha beinu sheshbias es Yisrael. B'amalehem dush lo adait chem imashbiaschem al das hamaka. Shneimar v'lo yatim avatchem es asher yesh nepoi mon hayoyim. This is Parashim as a Shem and a Pa'ayim. Oh. So it says, Moshe Beinu was Meshbiah Klai Yisrael, and Arvitz Mayav, not only Klai Yisrael that was there, it was Meshbiah, all the future generations. And it says, and over there also says Gerim over there. It says Gerim also. So Meili says, you see, it was Nichlal on the Shavua, the Marit understands, it was Nichlal on the Shavua, then it's Nichlal in the Arvitz as well. This is one of the package deal. The Shvuk is Moshe Beinu is Meshbiah Klal Yisrael in Arvus Maya. That's where there was the Kabbalah of Arvus. Meila, whatever the Shvuk was on, the Arvus was on. And the Shvuk was the Hedya on the Gerim as well. That's the Marit Cheshbon. So he says there may be a teretz, he has a pshara. There may be the gerim are not ariv on us, but maybe we're ariv on the edim, on gerim. It's a one-way street. Normally ariv goes both ways. I'm ariv on you, you're ariv on me. Again, we say that the gerim are not arba on us, but we're arba on them. He says, "Midi dahava anoshim v'taf, anoshim v'taf." So this is very interesting. That this marit on the Suzdov Pashit, that there's no arvus. Noshim don't have arvus on us, but we have arvus on Noshim. And we'll see later. This is really a suffix of the Rabbi Yehuda. It's a very big machlokes here. A fierce battle between Rabbi Yehuda and the Kveger. Megei arvus ben Noshim. The sugi is almost the sugi in Shavuos. Ba Kiddush. Ba Noshim Yechayev in Kiddush. The shaila is, we mentioned yesterday, can you write to your wife if you're ready, Davin and Shul, if you're the Magen Avram, that Yaitse Kiddush, Naraisa, Tefillah, and since your wife is also Chayav Naraisa, you only Chayav Rabban, can you write to her? And that's the whole shaila. Well, why is good? So why is it fine? I'll be mighty midin Arabas. One second. So Rabbi Yehuda is Mesupik. Maybe since the Rosh says no Arvus ben Noshim, that's what we'll see. That's the whole Shaila. But the Rebbe Yehuda wants to maybe make this Pshara of the Marit, that maybe there's a difference between them to us and us to them. Yeah. We'll see right now. What do you mean? If you're being Yaitzi now, or you're not being Yaitzi now, but you're in Yaitzi yet. If you're Yaitzi now, we'll see. That's very clear. That's Pashit. Before that, the Din Shemei Kohina, it's an important point. The Din Shemei Kohina is Din Arvus. If someone's Mechuyib B'davar and they're being Yaitzeh, then Shemei Kohina can be Yaitzeh with them, whether or not there's Arvus or not. Shemei Kohina. Arvus is only Negeah by Achmish Yatzeh Maitzeh. Either you're ready Yaitzeh, or if you want to be Maitzeh someone before you're being Yaitzeh, they're also, it's Negeah Arvus. No, it's not Shemei Kain, it's Arvus. The only way he can might see you is if he has the mind, he might see you, but then Arvus. If he was ready, I'd say, he does it against Tam, there's no Shemei Kain because it's nothing. There's no Chiyuv. He has to only do it for you. Shemei Kain is when the person is doing it, it's Baruch Chiyuv, and he's doing it, being Yaitzeh, then it has a Shem, whatever it is that he's doing it, then it's a Bracha. Okay? No, if it's a no. Exactly, you're saying words. It's a bracha v'atala. What do you mean? The guy makes the bracha stam. Don't you make a kind of bracha v'atala? What? So we'll see about that. We'll see whether Arvas, at the end of the day, is it Shmei Kainu or Arvas, new thing called Arvas. What? Excellent. Very good. Very good. You hit the nail on the head. Very excellent. Beautiful. Now, Halacha, it seems that we say a ger does have arvus and he could mitzvah also. Because Shulchan Aruch Nun Gimel, the test it says Yesh Ma'inim Ger Mle Shatz V'Nitchu Devrayim. So we see that a ger could be a shatz, mitzvah the Rabbim, even though he was ready Yaitzah Shemoneh Esrei, for example, in the Shnu'ah Shemoneh Esrei, right? He said Shemoneh Esrei, so he's Chazar to Shatz. The Chayyim is only Din Arvus. How can the shot every shots? How is he might see everyone? He's ready Yaitzeh. Teretz is the nervous. Half of the shiatsa might see you ready Yaitzeh. He can still might see a cherem. So it says even though they say the ger can't be a shots, it's only because the shaila where he could say aveseinu. Okay, aveseinu. That's the shaila. Offspring of a ger? No, the offspring of a ger is a Jew. No, but here's the ger is a shatz. So that's even my Ritz Shara was that they don't have arvus in us. We have arvus in them. Here we see that they have arvus in us. They can even be a shatz, and we might see us. Rebbe Yehuda has that same suffix. Let's see. Say the Mekar. Yeah, I'm a Svarad Shver. That's good. But Rebbe Yehuda also like that. Let's see. Yeah. What? No, so he has different nusach, right, privately. Now, the famous Rosh, that a woman is not b'chal haris. What's the Rosh talking about? The Rosh is going in the Gemara and brachas of Chaf and Beis. The Shai was a suffering the Gemara of Noshim Machayev Birchas Amazon with the Rais of Rabbanah. Gemara says Nakamina is whether she commits the Achem Dechavasan. If she's Chayev the Raisa, as the Raisa, Mapa the Raisa. Only Chayev Rabbanah. She can't be mighty to them. In fact, the Rosh, Acharis Mavur, Memches, that over there, that was the whole story with Yanei Melech. Yanei Melech killed that old Achamim. One day, he was eating a Suda with his wife, who had saved her brother-in-law, Shim ben Shatach, her brother Shim ben Shatach. And so when they came to benching, they didn't have anyone to bench for them. So Yanei said, what are we going to do? So she said, if you promise not to harm him, I'll bring you some of the bench. So she pulled out Shim ben Shatach. So Yanei said, okay, bench for us. As well, I should bench a Yanei 8. So they gave him a cup of wine, and he drank it, and then he was ma'isenem. So Mara says that it was died to nafshi of it. Mara says it was died to nafshi of it, meaning because he didn't eat a kazayas. Because in order to be ma'itzi acherim, you have to eat a kazayas. You have to eat a kazayas. It's mashed in the Gemara, but if you did eat a kazayas, then you could be ma'itzi acherim. The rice, you only have the rice, you have the kedai svia. The rabbanu, you have even kazayin. Now, Yanei Melech, you still have the kedai svia. Melech, Malchus, he had kedai svia. Yeah. So if Shimon Shatach only had kazayis, how can you buy it to Yanei? He only had the rabbanu, and Yanei is the rice. So that's the Taisa of the discusses. Elamai, you see, Arvas. Afalpish Yatza Maitzi. The din of Arvas is Afalpish Yatza Maitzi is what then if you're not Chayiv and Berach Zamazin, but it's din Arvas. I mean, din Arvas, you can might see Yanai.
Why do you
need
yourself?
What?
Why do you
need yourself? That's not a question. That's a story. Maitzi Shoya, I don't know what you mean. This is what they gave. It wasn't his suit. They gave him a cup of wine. What do you mean? I don't know what you want. That's a question. He asked for a cup of wine. Where I say he ditched like it in. He held that it was enough for the cup of wine. The Chazal said it was like it in. You need the Echel Kesayis. What are you talking about? The Dushayim is saying, there's no such thing. There's no such thing. Shmeikai is on Yechayim. Good, you see Dushayim not like that. Dushayim is the Arabs. What off me? Dushayim is the Arabs. How is he wrong? If according to you, Shmei Kaine, they didn't have to drink. He didn't have to drink the cup of wine. Bechal. Fine. So that's the anyway question. That's what Taz says. Okay, if it's our business, they have to drink anything. So why even need a kazayas? That Taz says. Rishalmi says. Bechal the mitzvah to berachla mishachul yivarech. You have to eat in order to. Akapanim. To back the Rosh. So what's the shayla of the Gemara? Whether Isha, we might see her husband in benching. It's totally whether Isha's chayim bechus mazim b'deraisa. The verse is not coming. Also, if her husband didn't eat kedai svia, she could be might see him. Well, it's a suffix. But Isha's chayim b'deraisa, she might see him in kedai svia. But what do you mean? What happened to Arabs? The verse says, if you ate a kazayis, you know you're a chayim b'deraisa. If you might see someone's chayim b'deraisa, Shainim explain, b'den Arabs. So Isha also, why can't she might see her husband b'den Arabs? That's the famous Kasha of the Rishayim. The answer to that, the Rosh says, a woman doesn't have Arvus. That's where the famous Rosh is. A woman doesn't have Arvus. That's why, if she's Chayav Deraisa, she could be Maitzi. That's what I was telling you on it before. Then it's Din Shmei Kaina. You don't need Arvus. Not anybody, any man. I just, an example. Neither behind that. Now, the big shayla, a big machlek is the dogum ravava with the tzlach and Rav Kveger. The dogum ravava in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph Beis. He's mesupik of the woman. Like we said, the case, a woman that didn't daven Friday night. She's chayiv and a turn in kiddush. The question is, can her husband be mitzi her? Is he ready? According to Magen Avraham, he was ready yaitzim and a tayra. So yesterday, the Bela, how could you might see him? Now some say, according to Rukfegu, we saw yesterday, that Good Shabbos is also Kiddush. It's enough, you make sure the wife says Good Shabbos, and then you eat it. But we said that Rukfegu is a palatzim, like Meraloch is Tamer Rukfegu, that if you're the Rambam, Kiddush is, if you mask the Dvarim, Shabbos, the Shabbos, and saying Good Shabbos doesn't, you don't have that. Makapon, that would, if you're praying, that would be a simple answer. Zakta night of Yehudas. One second, no problem. Arvas. Afish Yatza Maitzi. Call Brachas. Afish Yatza Maitzi. Zakta night of Yehudas. Zakta Dagmarav, and I view the Slach, that Rosh says there's no Arvas. There's no Arvas by Noshim. So, well, you can't be Maitzi, your wife, if you'd already daven, and she didn't daven. She's chayim kiddush d'oraisa. You only chayim d'rabbanan. There's no arvus. Oh, the nagdut is besupik. We said before, and maybe not when the rosh says noshim not bechal arvus. The rosh is talking about them being mitzi us. That's when the rosh says noshim is not bechal arvus. But for us, if you might see them, then maybe there is arvus. And he says. Here he tries to explain a little bit to answer this question. He says, "The noshim shekiblu arvus by agrizim are evil, and it's arv gam by the noshim." He's saying that only the men were makabel the olas over there, not the noshim. So that's his suffering. Comes along Rav Kveger, and he argues. Rav Kveger, and he has some kashin on the Nevi'uda. He says like this. First of all, he says, he has a Yisrael. He says, Pshat Nirosh, it's also Rav Kveger over there in Shulchan Aruch and the Reshayin Al, and also in the Chuvis, Siman Zayin. And he says that the Dogma Vav misunderstood the Rosh. Because the Rosh did not mean to say that Noshim were not Bechal Arvis. Says Rav Kveger, the Yisrael of Arvis is a mitzvah that you are makabel, you have. So the nichlal mitzvah is, after the mitzvah, you always have to see that other people do the mitzvah. What the Rosh says is, al tzad de noshim apatim birchus hamazon midaraisa. So then the pshat is, since they're not mechuyim birchus hamazon, so the inyan birchus hamazon is no arvus. That's all the Rosh means. Not that generally speaking, women are not mechal arvus. The inyan. A mitzvah that they're not mechuyev in, then there's no arvus. So a mitzvah that a man is not mechuyev is also no arvus. So there's no fundamental difference between women and men. Rather, a mitzvah, arvus means if you're a mechuyev, you're mechuyev to see to it that other part of your chiyev is to see that other people do it also. Hashem came, noshim al tzad, and the part that brings them asim and deraisa, they can't be mitzvah husbands, I arvus, there it is, but if they're not mechuyev in the mitzvah, there's no arvus. That's the Yisrael of Kveger. And to this, he wants to bring a raya. It's more barichas in the Shabbos Jews, but also his kitzur. He says a raya in Reish and Aleph, and he says the Mishnah says Cherev Shemadaber Bein Shemaya. Kunt Man Diamin Lo Shmil Ozna Lo Yatsa. And you can't be mighty others in Megill. So Cherev Shemadaber Bein Shemaya. He's a bekeach chaldaver, right? He's chayv mitzvahs, but he can't hear. So he can't be yitzay. He has to be mishpil ozna. So Mara says he can't be mitzvah chayim either. So Zokir Kveger, and that's what we say in by Tkir Shayfer, you know, the Yaimon, some tough pay test, cherish, since he can't hear. They can't be mighty a cherim kia shayfer. So he asks, over here we're talking about a man, we're not talking about a woman. Why do you have the Rosh's kash? Why the Rosh's teretz? So he's not mechuyev b'davar, yeah? He can't be mighty, he's not considered mechuyev b'davar. Say it. The whole thing is not mechuyev b'davar. That's the word, right? You can say he's not mechuyev, he can't be mighty, he's not mechuyev b'davar. But Arvus, what happened to Arvus? Why can't Mitzi have women than Arvus? Elamai, Shadeh, since he's not a Mechuyev B'davar, in Shaifer, because he can't do it, so Mela, on Shaifer, he's not a Mechuyev B'davar. And Mela, there's no Arvus, on Shaifer, he's even my man. Even my man, the Rosh Terez is not that by a woman. A woman that's not Chayim Berch Zamazin, there's no Arvus. A man that's not chayiv in shayfer is also no arvus. A cherit shemdav ve'en shemayir is not chayiv in shayfer megillah cannot be mighty. But I think some maybe matcha that maybe matcha the raya that shad is that if he can't hear it, so maybe it's missing in that's in the call. Okay. The Rukveger brings another raya, very interesting raya. This is the guy Yossi's Ha'ar before. That story mentioned before, Yana Melech. So that was the whole story what the Rosh was talking about. So now, the question is, so what's Mashum the Gemara? That if Shimon Shatach had eaten the kazayas, not just a cup of wine, then there was no problem that he might see Yana. Right? Because we say, Arvus. Then Arvus. In fact, McVeigar, that's very nice. Yanai. But what about Mrs. Yanai? It's a child of Gemara. What? It's a child of Gemara. So, if he did sad, Nosh Machayev the Raisa, the word is by Lishito. If he did sad, Nosh Machayev, the word doesn't be right. If he did sad, the Nosh Machayev, Nuch the word of the Raisa, how is Shimon Shatach able to be mighty Mrs. Yanai? The Rosh says no arvus on Hashem. I mean, instead it means two ways. They don't have arvus on us, we don't have arvus on them. And so then, how could Shimon Shatach be mighty Mrs. Yanai? Tenech Yanai, what about Mrs. Yanai? So Mela, Elmai Zachar Fager. Elmai have to say one of two things. Yeah, either you have to say, like his Yisrael, that a mitzvah, Rashi said, there's no arvus by ladies because Rashi al tzadish, his partner, there's no arvus. Al tzadish chayev, there is arvus. Right? So here, right? The only problem is only outside the Rosh Machayev. How can you buy it here? Right? Chidur Bana is not a problem. The Shemei Kain and the Rabbana. The only problem is that maybe Mrs. Yanai was Chayev the Raisa. Shem and Shem to learn Chayev the Bana. How can you buy it here? How can you buy it here? Dr. McVeigar, no problem. Because according to his Yisrael, outside that she's Chayev the Raisa, there is Arabs. For the Mozak Mikveger. The other Eitz is to say, we have another Eitz. The other Eitz is to say that the Pashan Nevi the Safik. That maybe they don't have Arvus for us, we have Arvus for them. And then, so even though a woman can't be Maitzi her husband, if she's not Chayyid Raisa, but we can be Maitzi Mrs. Yanai. Because we have Arvus on her, Shem Meshadach has Arvus on his sister. So Dr. McFager, Maman of Shach, the Nai Behuda, shouldn't have a problem with being mighty your wife in Kiddush. Nai Behuda says it's a problem. He should, there's no Arvus. So the starting point is you can't be mighty. Maybe he has a suffix, maybe you can mighty her. McFager says in the Gemara, Brachis Memches, you have to say one of two things. Either like your B'kveger, that a mitzvah Yibuchayiv, there is Arabis, Yimei Noshim, or you have to say, B'paish Tanei Yisaf. If you don't like that, you don't like my Pshat in the Rosh, you tell me there's no Arabis B'chal Noshim,
But then you're forced to say that they don't have Arvus for us, we have Arvus for them. As they frankly figure, he's the man that I be Yehuda. You shouldn't, from that, based on that gemara, you shouldn't end up having a problem with being married to your wife in Kiddush. Zach Tzlach. Tzlach is Miyashu himself. And Brachas Avchav, in the sugya there, about Nashim. And he says that since Yanai is friends with Gexavia. Shimon Shatach is an aura for them. Kalitza Rem Zalzeh. Once he can make a bracha for Yanai, so now the bracha that he made is a proper bracha. It's a good bracha, right? So Mela, now we can have it in. Shema Kaina. Mrs. Yanai could be Yaitzi, not Midin Arvis, but Midin Shema Kaina. Because once Shimon Shetach was allowed to make the bracha for Yanai, so now Mrs. Yanai could chop a tramp, and now she could be yaitz and midin shmei kain and takanam midin arvus. Just like we said before, vadi without arvus, a woman's chayim berchus mazim midaraisa, she can yaitz your husband midin shmei kain, even though there's no arvus. So here also, even though there's no arvus on woman, it's no arvus us for them and them for us. But still, once he's making the bracha for Yanai, and a Yanai does have arvus, she could chop a rain and be yaitz midin shmei kain. That's the Teretz of the Rabbi Yehuda. Same, but the Arvus, the Raisa. The bracha is being used for the Raisa. The bracha is a bracha the Raisa. Even the Chayiv at all, he could do that. Except the Yerushalmi, v'chal t'masavat, v'chal t'mishal achol yivarech. But within Arvus, it has a taikim of the Raisa. It's a Raisa, the benching. Always Yana could be Yaitza with it. So Mel Shikri Yait Shmerkain. That's the chak of the Tzlach, Tmiyashiv, the Dogum Ravav. So Chaira, so Yossi Reb touched on the Rekuda that maybe the Machlech is the Tzlach and the Reb Yehuda, the Machlech is Fager, and the Reb Yehuda is what is the Geder of Arvus. What is the Gad of Afishyotz and Maitzi? And we mentioned before the Ran, the Svara of the Ran. And the Ran says the Svara that it's Kilo I wasn't Yaitse. Kilo I wasn't Yaitse. So Mela, like this, I can't, if I make a bracha, son, bracha tol. I was Yaitse, and then I'm doing it, that's myself. I have a kach to make this bracha. I have to do this bracha. So Mela, it could be all arvas. At the end of the day, is really shmei kainah. Because all arvas, it's not making the bracha for you, since you were in yaitzah. So kilo I was in yaitzah. So mele, I'm fulfilling my chiyuv. I can make the if it's not making bracha, it's a bracha v'tala. It's not shmei kainah bracha v'tala. But over here, since in a certain sense, I wasn't Yaitzah. So Mela, I can make the bracha. Mela, you could be Yaitzah Midin Shmei Kaina. So Mela is like the Tzach. It's Bashit. So Mela, just like, so Mela is no reason why Mrs. Yanai can't be Yaitzah Shmei Kaina. Because once I can make the bracha, alts Yanai, so Mela, Shika Chaparain Midin Shmei Kaina. Hashanki and Rekveger holds, and we'll see, there's a few Rekvegers. What? He was making it for himself. He can't make it for himself. He's a Chon Chayim Rabbana. He can only make it for himself for Yanai. Because he wasn't Yaitzia completely. No. No, but it's not, the Ron can't be made to the Raisa. The Ron can't be made to the Raisa. It's the Bracha, the Rabbana take a Bracha. There's no Shmei coming from the Rabbana to the Raisa. Yes, that's what I said. That's wrong. Kilo, I wasn't yaitza. Just like kilo, if I already did, after she got some yaitza, kilo wasn't yaitza. Same thing if you didn't eat yet. We said before. You know what you had today. Lamaisa, there's a lashon of the Ritva But nirva, afterwards, people time, maybe it's not a right lashon nirva, but come on, there's a side here, Fibra Kveg, which Rabbi Malin is miasla Fibra Kveg. There's lashon nirva of test that says, Kol brach api shiyatza maitzi, sha'api shemitzvus mutel is a kol echon, harei kol yisrael reim zel azeh, v'kulim guf echon, u'ka'arev ha'pareh ha'chayv v'chaveirai. He has a psenusach, Arvis, yeah, it's like an Arv, a cosign, it pays back the chayv. So it could be mashmayis nirva, the pshat is that it's not the pshat that kilo, I didn't do my mitzvah yet, nirva, the pshat is, I'm doing it dafka for you. Hakapanim, one second, so meila, if you say of Arvis is, not like the Rav, the pshat is that in order to, that Arvis, I'm not mechuyi b'dava, right? So in order for me to be mighty someone, Chaz, I'm doing it for him. Not like I wasn't your Yitzhak Mela, I could do it myself, you're your Yitzhak Mela. No. The concept of Arvis is that I'm being prayer Chayim. I'm being prayer Chayim, I'm doing this for you. So Mela has to be that I'm doing it for you. Mela, if there's no Arvis in Hashem, I can't do it for her. Pay, so they to me, but the Megabe the Chayiv, I paid his. I could pay his Chayiv. So you're also Kila. I'm making the bracha for you. Okay, but Mela is only someone who I'm Aravon that I can make the bracha for them. Someone else, maybe not. There's still a Ara, even in this Mahalach. It's still why we say Shmei Kaina. So you have to be exactly how it works. What? Okay, so it's a marshal prayer chayim. Yeah, it doesn't have to mean that it's that he owes me bracha back also after that. It's a marshal prayer but I told him the get is he's last. He has to say we'll see in a minute. He might have to answer amen. He has to makabel the bracha. I'm doing it for him. I'm giving the bracha to Hashem instead of him. I'm giving him the bracha, but he has to accept the bracha. We'll see. That's not enough for Shmei Kohen. I said it's less of a question because could be gathered of Shmei Kohen is only when I'm doing a mitzvah and I'm chayim. Right, I said it still needs a little bit of aknara, but it's a little easier to say it this way. Now there's two other kriyas which are very much more like this, and one of them is the Rebbe Malin, and that's sometimes the Yisrael. That is Din Shulchan Aruch. By Brachos Gaimo says, if someone had to make a Gaimo for himself, he had a mind to invite his friend, his friend's Yaitza, without answering Amen. He doesn't have to answer Amen. Shmei Kaina is without Amen. You don't say Amen. Someone makes a Brachos, someone makes Kiddush, you don't say Amen, Yaitza. It's supposed to say Amen. That's not Makiv in the Kiddush. Says Ramah, says the Ramah, but if the Mevarach is not chayiv himself in Brachos Gaimel, then you have to answer on me. Zachter Krager, what? In order to someone's chayiv Brachos Gaimel, I want to make him. He can't make the bracha. Whatever it is, I want to make the bracha for him. I'm not chayiv Brachos Gaimel. I'm at the Arvus. So if I say I make the bracha, he has to answer on me. In my bracha, in order to be I'd say. Yeah, Reuven's Reuven got the car accident with a cow, and he has to make Berachos Gaimo, right? Shimon is being mighty to him in Berachos Gaimo. Yeah, so now Reuven has to answer. Okay. What? Well, I didn't bring this example just because. Anyway. Yeah. Now, Zachary McFager, what? Arvus. Is that Arvus? Arvus, quite so rambles it. Zalke Mekveger, doesn't this everybody say? According to this, who are then by Brachos Mitzvos? Yeah? With the Mevarach was ready, I'd say. So the Shemaya cannot be Yaitze, Shemaya cannot be Yaitze unless he answers Amen. There's this Ramah. All brachas are mitzvahs, right? Batakeya makes a bracha, shayfer, and if you don't answer Amen, you're not going to be Yaitze. Tucker Blade, that he's like this. He says, the din of Amfish has a Yaitze. So if the pshat is, kilo, you are chayiv, and that's the din Shemaya Kaina. Right? Shemaya Kaina is yoked by Shemaya Kaina. You don't need to answer Amen. Shemaya Kaina. Aina Kimavara. If the gather of Arabis is, right, like, well, I don't think it's a good rhyme. Like, as far as the rhyme, the Kilam Chayim, there's no difference between. What? Who needs the knowledge? Why? Why did he acknowledge? Why did he not? Shmekaina, he's Chayim. Why did he acknowledge it? He's Chayim. Elamai, Zucker Blade, must be, he also has to know something like that. Elamai Pshat is, that I'm making the bracha for you. I'm making the bracha. Shmek, Arabas, that is, I'm making the bracha for you. The Mela, that's the chiddush of the Ramah. The Kil, in order to, if I make a bracha for you, in order to accept the bracha, you need an Amen. There has to be some connection. If I'm making the bracha for you, I'm saying you the bracha. You have to accept it, you have to say Amen. It's not just I can make the bracha for you. But if the pshat is that Kil, I'm chayiv, and Male, you're Yaitza Shemaya Kaina, so then you shouldn't have to say Amen. Oh, so you see, Luchaira, this is Kriya Yishtasai. Kriya Yishtasai holds that Apish Yatzimai, it's the Pshat is, I'm making the bracha for you. Male, that's his Pshat, you have to answer Amen. There's another Makayim where we see this in Kriya Yishtasai. Also, to get the Shaifer, particularly. Hooray! We all know we have what's called Kiyas the moment and Kiyas the Yoshua. It's Kiyas before Shemar Esrei and Kiyas after Shemar Esrei. So question is, Taisa asks, a few places, why is it Palm Bal Taisa? How can we ready to answer? How do we make? With here's the Mioshev. How do we make again? How do we both shayf again? Harav is a satan, the Gemara says. Very nice. You want to be Harav the satan, but where does that help you? You hear about Taisiv. So Taisiv says, parents, that doing a mitzvah twice is not about Taisiv. What Taisiv is when you might in a mitzvah. The Kohen adds five brachas. Yeah, that's about Taisiv. Five parashas of tefillin, five tzitzis, that's about ta'isiv. Yeah? Maybe if you add an extra tehutu, a different type of soul, which is not really the right, really proper thing. Maybe you add five shvarim, is basically, okay. Hakapanim, there's only Tesefis in the mitzvah. Tesefis in the mitzvah. Nine times. Tkiya, true, tkiya, three times. The Gemara says, Erbo, Supik, whether a true is true, whether true is Shvarim, Tashas, and whether it's Shvarim, true together. Because of that, we do 30 kailas, Mustafik. What? Yeah, that's a question. The Gemara then actions it. What do you mean? I don't understand you. There's a whole block of more about that. How we know the amount of kids. Because you're adding. Torah says blow 9. You're adding. You're blowing 100. How are you allowed to blow 100? Okay, so Safek is not a problem. So till 30 is good. We blow 30 before. We blow 30. I'll say the brachas malchus and how we do that? That's gemara. That's Tais kasha. Tais says doing mitzvahs is not about Tais. There are other tzitzim also. But Taisus says, Taisus, when he asked the question, he bavarned. He says, maybe you want to tell me. But the Gemara says, you only worry about Taisus when it's Bizmanda. Unless you bring Mechavin Shalai bezman, no, you need kavana. So meila here, you're not mechavan l'shem mitzvah. You're just mechavan arvas satan. So meila chayish shalai bezman. You're ready yaitz. It's shalai bezman. Okay, so no, it's not your teretz. Because the Gemara of Chayes says kainim is also mataisif. He adds an extra bracha. It's mataisif. And the other Gemara says, even though he already said the bracha zel, the mitzvah is finished. Once he said shalom, the mitzvah is finished. So shalom is mani. So now he adds an extra bracha. Yeah, shalom is mani. How's the Arba Taisim? So Gemara, no. But if he would find another tzibur, he'd have to say Berachos Chaim over again. Well, it's still mani. The zman of Berachos Chaim is not finished. So Taisim Kane, the zman of Kiyah Shaifer is also not finished yet. Because if Luizu, you find a tzibur that needs a Baal Tekeya, you'll blow for them, right? So Meila, the zman of Kiyah Shaifer has not ended, and therefore, there's no problem. Therefore, there's no problem. It's called the zman. There's no problem about Taisim. Frederick Vager. What do you mean? What's the Taisus Tushtel between Birchus Kainim and Kiyah Shaifer? Haray, by Birchus Kainim, Pshat is the Kainim is doing, he finds another Tzibur. So, what is he doing? He's doing his own, he has a Chiyav. If it's another Tzibur, he still has a Chiyav, Birchus Kainim. So, whose mitzvah is he doing? He's doing his mitzvah. The man, it's called Zimnei. For him, the mitzvah hasn't finished yet. The time of the mitzvah hasn't finished yet. He'll find another tzibur. He has to bench Birchos Kainim again. So therefore, his mitzvah has not finished yet. His man of the mitzvah hasn't finished yet. So man, it's still about Taisim. In fact, McVager, at Kiyah Shaifer, if you find another tzibur, who are you blowing for? For your mitzvah? Or for them. You're blowing for them. So the zman of your mitzvah is about to finish. You're done. As soon as you heard that you blew shayfer, you're done. Right? This is finally another tzibur. Say it, it's done. It's not your mitzvah. So what's the tzushtel? So chayr, what? We make some chayr. When you make yourself chayiv, you mean the ran that we just said before? So l'chayra, this rukveg is a shtasai. Because l'chayra feel the ran that when the din of apishu yatzamayitz is the pshat that calls man you were in yaitzim mitzvah, it's considered that I'm still chayiv. So meila, what do you mean? What do you mean? It's there's no difference b'chus chayinim. Or Tia Shaifer. We say it's my mitzvah, therefore the zman hasn't finished yet. So too, by Tia Shaifer, even though I already blew and I was already Yaitzei, but since you weren't Yaitzei, so Mela, Klape me, it's as if I, the Ran says, I wasn't Yaitzei yet. So Mela, it's not the pshat that I'm doing it for you. And it's your mitzvah and it's your zman. No, I'm doing it for me, and it's my mitzvah, and it's my zman, the Ran says. Kozman, you weren't Yaitse, I wasn't Yaitse. So Meila, it's considered Zimne, according to the Ran. So Elmai, Craig is not going with the Ran. Craig is going, and Shemar Kaina, I'm sorry, that Afishat Zemayitz is Pshat, that I'm doing it for you. It's better than your mitzvah, and I'm doing your mitzvah for you. So man's like McCraig, it's not Zimne. What? We're saying that we're talking about blowing past 30. The question is though, is if I was ready blew 30, I was ready Yaitse. Is it still considered the Zman of Kiyah Shaifer? So Taisa says this considers Zman of Kiyah Shaifer because if Luitzer I'd find the sea, but it wasn't Yaitse yet at all. I want to be mighty to them. It's still called Zman. It's Look, it's not a mitzvah, it's Shaykh Matayisiv. Like, Craig, what do you mean? It's not my zman of the mitzvah, it's their zman of the mitzvah. If it's my zman of the mitzvah, it's my mitzvah. The mitzvah of Berskayin is not for them to hear, the Berskayin is for me to make a bracha, to be involved them. So, rather, some cipher answers, this has to do with the which I will get into, the famous Haredim, that the mitzvah of the people, on the mitzvah is on them to be Mizbarach. So he says over there also, it's really the same thing. By Mizbarachim also, you're doing it for their mitzvah, not for your own mitzvah. It's still it's considered Zimne. That's what the Sefer says. That's Kriyas Kash. Agaponim, Lachayim Kriyas Kash over here, the gather of Arvus, it's not the Pshat that. It's not the pshat that kilo item from the finished mitzvah yet. Rather, I'm doing a few. A man like Craig is not his man. It's interesting. The Magen Avraham over here brings down the Sefer Aguda, Shem Deri, the Noshim can't be mighty in Kiddush, but the Magen Avraham says that the Aguda argues. Look at some cipher. He says, I looked at the Aguda inside. It's not true. Magaram made a mistake. You talk if you open up the Aguda. See, Aguda is like this. Pirishri. Noshim Eim Atzin. Anoshim. The Ochlu Shir Deraisa. Bechain. Eim Atzin. Anoshim Megillah. Afi Shein Chayav Mekanoshim. Chaylin Kiddush Ayayim. Afi Shein Chayav Ayis. Aval nearly. Says the Aguda, the Noshim Metzia is Noshim, Bein Lebirchsamazen, Bein Lekiddush Megillah. So he's Mechalik, even though there's no Arvus by Noshim, he agrees with the Rosh, no Arvus by Noshim, but that's between Noshim to men. But Noshim to Noshim, there is Arvus. Noshim to Noshim, there is Arvus. Here we have a third Shita. Right? Yeah, the Rosh is no Arab. Kriyas just means when they're not Mechuyim. The Dogma Rosh has started to say, depends us to them and them to us. That we saw, Shemron is the Marit. Marit also made that Chiluk, them to us and us to them. Like Geirim, he said, Mid the Havan Asher Mataf. The Marit was right, that's Arab of the Dogma Vava. In the Aguda, the way that some Sarif is learning up the Aguda, not the way that Magaron learns up the Aguda, Noshim and Abachar Arvis, but Noshim amongst themselves are Abachar Arvis. And this is the Gaya to Shlug up to, he said, well, Zakhtar Sam Seifer. I mean, in the Tzav, it mentions Noshim in the parish. They're here. They're over there, right? In other words, the Sam Seifer is saying that there has to be some form of Arvus by Noshim. Right? Because they're here in the parasha. Elamai. So we'll say, okay, Rosh saying there's no Arvus in them to us, but amongst themselves there was Arvus. Well, if he's there, then you have Yossi's question even stronger before, where's Dog Mervava? And it's Marit, where does it get to Mechalit between us to them and them to us? Because so what did he say? Because only we were Makabal Arvis, not them, he says it. According to him, that means they weren't Makabal Arvis. On Noshim either. No, okay, that will make it more shvet. Say it. What? No, that's because. Oh, just one word.